Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Phil Chambers from What Culture for some breaking afternoon news regarding Roman Reigns and The Rock's major developments coming out today in the Wrestling Observer newsletter, as it does always coming out around this time on a Friday. Speculation, of course, has been rife recently about the future of Roman Reigns and that world title and the match he's going to get at the big shows coming up. We've got John Cena potentially at SummerSlam. And now, when it comes to Survivor Series, he's not going to be facing The Rock. But according to Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter, WWE do want The Rock to make an appearance at Survivor Series, which would seem to add more fuel to the fire that we maybe, just maybe, cross everything, everyone be good, we could well be getting Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania 38. They plan on having him, in Dave's words here, having The Rock on the show in some form or fashion. So one would assume a confrontation, perhaps. Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men Pro Wrestling podcast talking about Survivor Series, no confirmation of this yet, going down in Brooklyn of all places. That is going to be an atmosphere. But Phil, I've got a theory about the way this is potentially going to play out. But before we get to that, your reaction to this news, Phil?
Massive. Please. It has to lead to the Roman Reigns match. Like, that has to be it. This is the catalyst for it, to get them together, whether The Rock's just a host of Survivor Series or something, and then has some kind of altercation with Roman Reigns at the event that then leads to WrestleMania in Hollywood, Roman Reigns versus The Rock. It's pretty much, I think, the match everybody wants for WrestleMania next year at this point. And what a head for Roman Reigns to put on his mantelpiece if he beats The Rock at WrestleMania. Although, no, in WWE, the puppies is up, The Rock go over and have him end Roman Reigns' massive thing. But with Roman Reigns on the form that he's on at the minute, you cannot think of a bigger match for, not only for Roman Reigns, but for WWE in general. And it's absolutely amazing. But let's go through your theory and then we can talk about it a bit more.
Yes, I will correct you slightly there. 38 WrestleMania is in Texas. 39
is of course. Sorry, yeah, it's not Hollywood, is it?
Exactly the same.
They switched them around, didn't they?
Yeah, honestly, my fantasy booking for ages has been like, oh, we'll just hold off Roman Reigns facing The Rock for 2.5 years or whatever it was till we can get to Hollywood.
A little bit too long, maybe, that one.
But, you know, maybe we can run it back. Basically, I'm... You know, you're so bloody lucky you get to cover SmackDown on the SmackDown Review podcast every week, whereas I'm stuck with sodding Monday Night Raw. But anyway, Roman Reigns is obviously the best thing about WWE right now, and that's why people talk about SmackDown being one of the best wrestling shows at the moment. I was talking about it today with Hamflet regards of just... you could have 2 hours of Roman Reigns and the Usos for me on that show, and it'd be fine. The fact that they open it and then tease something for later always gets me watching throughout the entire show. Anyway, my theory. So, we're talking about Cena. Absolutely. Do what Brock Lesnar did to John Cena at SummerSlam, but with Roman Reigns in Brock Lesnar's place. Murk him, destroy him. There's that done. And it's the, oh, it's the fairy tale. Is he going to break Ric Flair's record? Nope, Roman Reigns is here. See you later. And then my theory is, because I think Brock Lesnar not appearing at SummerSlam is a massive work, or just WWE don't think about these things until they get money in the bank out of the way and then go, oh God, SummerSlam's next. Anyway, my theory is Roman versus... John Cena at SummerSlam. Then you can have any old fool in between that. Survivor Series, you have him face the Raw champion, the WWE champion, Brock Lesnar. That's who you have him face, because that is a brand warfare I actually care about, because that would be a great match. And, you know, no one really loses anything because there's, you know, there's no titles on the line. But imagine Roman stands tall after that. And with this news as well, this sort of feeds into it. Roman stands tall at the end of that show. And they're like, oh, bloody hell. Who's going to stop him now? He's just beaten bloody Brock. Brock, obviously, music hits, comes down. You just have the face-to-face. And, you know, I know it's 6 months, 5 months or whatever it is away from WrestleMania, but that will get people excited. Then you think, okay, we'll do whatever you want, having beat some goober at TLC if you want. Who's he face at the Rumble? For me, literally anyone, me, he can face at the Rumble. Because you watch the Rumble for the Rumble, not for the title matches, in my opinion. Now, The Rock could win the Rumble. I feel like he doesn't really need that. You could have whoever is going to fight for the world title on Raw. Maybe Big E. Maybe Big E wins that event. Face Brock Lesnar. Whatever you want to do, feel free. But yeah, and then you the road is clear of Roman has beaten literally everyone. You know, beats maybe one of his final competitors. Maybe he beats one of his final competitors at the Rumble, and then the Chamber faces like all of his ex-opponents and beats all of them. Eliminates all of them. Bollocks, let's go full Shayna Baszler booking when they actually knew how to book her. And then comes down the next week on SmackDown and goes, who's left? There you go, The Rock. What do you reckon, Phil?
Yeah, 100% down for this. The John Cena stuff is just a really easy one for him to sort of go through on his path to just owning absolutely everybody. He's already beaten Edge and Daniel Bryan by pinning them on top of each other at WrestleMania, so you may as well do Cena next. And then just the Survivor Series with the brand warfare thing, it actually makes the brand warfare interesting because you've got the built-in story of Heyman can be on both brands. Heyman yes. can be with Brock on Raw. Heyman can be with Roman on SmackDown. This gets Roman really, really annoyed because he's supposed to be like, Heyman is his guy. Like, he doesn't work for Heyman. Heyman works for him. And so you've got the built-in storyline with that and sort of Roman throwing out a, like, it's him or me kind of situation to Heyman, and then forcing Heyman to decide who he then chooses his allegiances with. And then, yeah, beating Brock Lesnar there as well. Again, you still let Brock Lesnar have the title and you can do whatever you want on Raw with that, which immediately having Brock Lesnar back on Raw is going to help somewhat. And then, yeah, the build to WrestleMania. Got it wrong in Hollywood, but the Dallas is even bigger than the venue in Hollywood. They're even going to be aiming for the 100,000 people to fill that place, which is a lot of people. And you're going to need a big marquee match for that. And The Rock versus Roman Reigns is the one. Knock down The Rock. And then if you imagine, he will have been champion for what, like a year and 8 months or something like that at that point. And then whoever eventually beats Roman Reigns in 2022, maybe at SummerSlam or whatever, the star power of being the man to take down that Roman's reign is just elevating someone to completely next level up into the sky straight away. It seems like an absolutely no-brainer. The issue here is that it does seem so logical, and it seems like you've got a perfect step-by-step thing to do with Roman Reigns, and every step will be absolutely fantastic. But WWE don't like giving you the obvious things, do they? They like to go, oh, you see this coming? Well, how about Sheamus is the champ now?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. What is it Tripp said yesterday? Bloody fans ruin it getting excited about stuff. You can tell by how giddy Phil and I are about this. It's been a long time, aside from Roman Reigns, that we've been genuinely looking forward to what comes next with WWE and certain superstars. And, you know, SummerSlam being huge. Imagine that. Cena versus Reigns and Lesnar versus Lashley at SummerSlam. I didn't even think about Edge. You could have Edge versus Roman at the Royal Rumble. That might be a lovely story. I don't know what you do to keep Edge busy in the next few months, but who cares? And then, yeah, imagine WrestleMania 38. You could have Brock. I mean, you mix it up. Maybe you want him as a babyface, but you could have Brock. Let's just say he's being typical Brock, being a heel versus a Big E or a Keith Lee, someone who you can establish as this major new star on Monday nights. Yeah. And then Roman Reigns versus The Rock. And you, like you say, I know you always meant to send the fans home happy at WrestleMania, but that question of, and they'd love to do this. They did it loads with Braun. Do you remember? Of like, oh, how do you stop Braun? Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
Imagine them ending WrestleMania with going, right, that was kind of our like Hail Mary shot, and we've buggered it. What happens now? And like you say, whoever beats him, in theory, is a made man, yeah, as long as you don't, you know, make it Baron Corbin or something. You know, it's so exciting, and hence the reason why we're doing this news on just this crumb of information of WWE just hoping to get The Rock. Look, the clock is running out. Let's be perfectly honest here on The Rock versus Roman Reigns. You know, The Rock, yeah, is obviously a busy man anyway, but Father Time is not on his side either. He always gets bloody injured, so that's why I wouldn't have him do any Rumble stuff, maybe, Phil. But yeah, just so exciting to find out this news today.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, like the great thing about Roman Reigns' run is that as dominant as it has been, I mean, he pinned Daniel Bryan and Edge at the same time at WrestleMania. He, all along, he's managed to elevate people to his level, not quite to surpass him because he's still the champ, he's still at the top, but he's brought everyone up instead of knocking everyone down on his way through this. So the amount of people that he can elevate to the next level before then to get into The Rock to the final push of whoever beats him, it's good for everyone. It's good for SmackDown because the storytelling of it all has been absolutely fantastic. It's things like this, though, it's got us talking and it's got us actually excited for what's coming in WWE. That's not happened in a while.
No, exactly. Let us know your thoughts on this and my weird fantasy booking in the comment section down below. Inevitably, we're going to be talking about this a whole lot more, so make sure you like, share and subscribe, of course, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. We'll be talking about this, no doubt, on Wrestle Culture later on today, complete with the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz. And let us know your thoughts on Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Adam Wilborn at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all, as I said, at What Culture WWE. But this is the breaking news. We just might be getting Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania 38. Everyone, cross everything. Be good. Thanks for watching. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.